Big day today, Rach. On the world arena, President Donald Trump of the USA is meeting up with Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
Yeah, big day in history. These two really leaders of these countries have never met since the 50s, never even spoken.
There's a lot of tension between these two countries. There's a lot riding on this meeting.
There is.
It's all about the use of nuclear weapons. Like, the US are trying to convince North Korea to stop making them and get rid of them altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really interesting to see how it goes. Well, you don't need to wonder how the meeting will go or has gone, because we can tell you.
Yeah.
We've obtained, this is exclusively to Hit FM,
some
leaked audio of the conversation between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Don't ask how we got it. We've just got people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We've listened to it. I'll be honest, it's a little concerning.
Look, it is. It's probably not what we wanted to hear, but
not exactly.
At least we know.
Should we just...
Let's do it.
Here it is.
Hello, Kim. I'm Donald Trump. Nice to meet you. I'm a really, really big celebrity. Oh, and I'm also the President of America.
Ah, President Trump, it's a pleasure to meet you. And can I say, your hair looks amazing.
It really does, doesn't it? You know something? I like you. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But I think you are a good guy.
Ah, dear leader Trump, you are so kind and so strong. What a strong leader you are. The American people are so lucky.
You're so right. So right. Say, why did we arrange this meeting again? Something about nukes? Oh, yeah. Do you want some nukes?
Well, if you're offering, dear leader, we'd be very happy to take them off your hands.
Dear leader, I like that. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to send you a bunch. Hey, just promise not to use them on us, okay, Kim? Kim?
Yes, I promise.
So the other day, John, finish my grocery shopping, I'm walking back to the car, I flick over my receipt and look at all the Shopper Docket deals on the back, and holy, it was exciting.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Firstly, it doesn't surprise me at all that you are one of these people that looks at the back of Shopper Dockets looking for deals.
I love it. I've had a bit of a break from looking at them. I used to do it all the time, but had a bit of a break. But I just thought, oh, I'll have another look. Looked over. So many good deals. They had, get this.
How good. By the way, these better be amazing deals.
They are. Listen.
Go on then.
2 for 1 at Baskin and Robbins. Buy one, get one free. So you literally could buy a waffle cone with a scoop of ice cream. I got 2 scoops in a waffle cone, 2 of them, for only $10. It was so good. That is cheap, because Baskins can get a little bit pricey.
It's not bad, but I mean...
It's good.
You can be sure that you would have been the only person that day who's actually used their Shopper Docket to redeem that 2-for-1 thing. You can be sure of it. I've never seen somebody pulling out a Shopper Docket in public and saying,
really?
Like, I can't, honestly, I don't remember if I've ever seen anyone do it before. Going like, oh, yeah, maybe once 10 years ago.
Really?
Oh, here's the docket that gets me a special deal here.
No, people definitely...
Do you see other people doing it? No, I bet you don't.
But I do it, so I just think everyone does it.
The Shopper Docket thing, it doesn't surprise me that you do it, because... You're a bit on the thrifty side. I think the actual using of the Shopper Docket deals is something that died in maybe the 2000s.
No. I'm sure I'm not alone. There's got to be other people out there that use their shop. There's really good deals on there, like local deals.
What else did you see?
There used to be this Andergrove Tavern buffet, and it was like a 2-for-1, buy one, get one free. So you'd be able to go there and you'd buy the buffet, which was only $11, and then 2 people could eat a buffet for $11.
You know what I
cheap.
Think? What I think with those Shopper Docket deals, I there's so much on there that I figure most of them are stuff which you just get if you just rolled up there anyway. It's probably on the specials board.
No.
It's probably there. You probably don't really benefit from having the docket.
No, 100% you have to have the docket. No.
Rach.
No,
13. You go on using them. It's good for you, but I think you really are in a minority there.
Nah. 13, 12, 16, please give me a call. I'm sure I'm not the only one that uses Shopper Dockets. Let me know if you're using them.
Honestly,
I want to hear from you.
Honestly, I reckon I'd say 20 people in Mackay in the Whitsundays who use Shopper Dockets, and I'd say 18 of them are over the age of 60.
No, 13, 12, 16. Are you using your Shopper Dockets? Give me a call. Katie, are you using Shopper Dockets like me?
Love a good Shopper Docket bargain.
What's a good one you've had lately?
The Seabreeze have buy one main meal, get the second half price.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a city pub deal.
Yeah, do you remember the Andergrove Tavern ones where you could get buy one, get one free buffets?
Yes. Yeah.
They were the best.
So you guys really are all over it.
I love it.
Well, I blame being a mum, but I don't know what Rachel's excuse is.
I'm just a general tight ass.
That's her excuse.
Love a bargain. Oh, thanks for your call, Katie.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Malachi, are you like Rach and you love a Shopper Docket?
Nah, not really, eh?
Oh, what?
Thank you.
Don't really bother too much.
Yeah, it's a bit of an old-fashioned thing to do, isn't it, really? I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't really be bothered going through the back of the receipt.
No, it's not hard, Malachi. You'd be surprised how many bargains you can pick up.
But, Malachi, you've got to filter through all the bad deals to maybe find one that you might want to use,
right?
There's
not many bad ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So would you be embarrassed if I rocked up, we went shopping together and I pulled out my Shopper Dockets with all the specials on it?
The thing is, I don't know about you, Malachi, but I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. I just wouldn't bother taking the time to find it.
Yeah, no, I don't really have the time for that. Too much hassle.
Yeah, Malachi and I are too busy for that kind of stuff.
You spend all your money, guys, then. You spend extra money.
You're
than
the
you
one
need
spending
to.
Money to save money.
No.
See you, Malachi.
Thanks, Malachi.
See ya.
Cindy on the line on 13, 12, 16. Do you like to use Shopper Dockets like Rach?
I am, yes.
Okay. Fantastic. What good deals have you been getting lately? Tell us.
So the ice cream, definitely.
Yeah. Yep, that was the best one.
The 10-pin bowling as well.
Oh, right, 10-pin bowling, yep.
But I'm ringing to tell you that there is a Shopper Docket app phone.
No way, Cindy. No way. Yeah. My mind has been blown. And what, and it's just got all local ones on it, or is it like a national thing?
No, you put in your postcode and, yeah.
Mind absolutely blown. That's amazing. Okay. I'm going to be researching that now. So do you use the traditional Shopper Dockets, or you are just all on the app now?
I always look on the docket, but I also have the app on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay, but tell me this, Cindy. Do the dockets and the app dictate what you spend your money on, or were you already going to spend money there anyway?
Well, like if we're thinking of doing something with the kids on the weekend, then we've got a Shopper Docket to the 10-pin bowling, I'm like, how about we go 10-pin bowling?
Yeah.
People are living their lives through a Shopper Docket.
It's amazing.
I always keep the ice cream ones in my purse.
Yeah, they're the best ones. You need them.
What's going to happen if they ever decide, oh, no, we're not printing receipts anymore, we're trying to save paper?
Well, we got the app.
We've got the app now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. I guess you've already thought of that, haven't you?
Thank you so much for telling me about the app, Cindy. That's just life-changing. I'm so excited. I'm going to get on it right
now. Tight ass Rach loving that.
Thanks for your call, Cindy.
Thanks, guys.
You guys.
I love it.
Oh, come on.
So you convinced now?
Not completely. Go ahead and whatever. Go ahead and do it. That's all good. But I mean, I still don't think it's that common.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Jono? We've had a little inbox here from Daniel, and I quote, this is exactly what he said. Hey, Jono, talking about Shopper Dockets. You used them at my workshop, A&D Auto to service your Corolla a few times over the years with the $99 special. So you've been using Shopper Dockets all along. What are you on about?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah?
I don't do that.
Yes.
I mean, firstly, I'm going there today to get my car serviced. I like Daniel.
Do you use the $99 service special?
I think maybe he had a Shopper Docket that I used.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
So
he
all
did.
This time you've been giving me crap about using Shopper Dockets.
And I've benefited from
you've
what?
You've been getting Shopper Dockets no, specials.
No, I'm
for
not
car.
Regularly using Shopper Dockets, but I think maybe I did on that occasion.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't mine. I think he might have had a spare one or something that I used.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so maybe they're not all that bad. And exciting times for Women's Rugby League, Rach.
Yes, it sure is. And local girl Brittany got picked to be part of the Broncos team.
Brittany Brayley, she is one of the top players, top female players in the country, and she has been picked for the Broncos as one of their marquee players. We've got Brittany on the line with us right now. Brittany, congratulations on this awesome achievement.
Thanks very much. It's an exciting time in the women's space, and yeah, can't wait to start and be a part of it all.
How much work has gone into to getting to where you are today? I mean, you're so highly regarded in the women's game. You're the Queensland Player of the Year last year. You've played in a World Cup with your fellow Mackay player, Renee Kunst. I mean, what's gone into getting to where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm not too sure if you know the story, but I started back in Mackay when I was 17 and played there for a few years. And I back in 2013, I was travelling down to Brisbane every second or third weekend just to play in the Brisbane comp, and made the decision to move down in 2014 to further my career. And yeah, from there, I made the Queensland and Aussie side that year and haven't looked back since. And now to be named in the first Broncos team is, yeah, it's quite an honour, and it's a really exciting time.
Now, obviously, you've put a lot of effort, you know, just saying there that you moved to Brisbane for your career. Like, how did you... What was the decision like to just put all of your energy into footy? Like, do you have another job? Like, do you work as well, or are you just full-time NRL?
No, it's not full-time yet. I was lucky enough to get a transfer with my work with Toll Transport.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so they were really supportive of my decision and, yeah, helped me out with a job down in Brisbane and, yeah, was started there.
Do you still keep in touch with many people in Mackay?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of friends up there, very supportive, and obviously my family is in Mackay, so always hear from them and, yeah, get a lot of love from them and a lot of support messages.
Who are some players that you look up to? You're a hooker, that's your position. Any big players that you look up to that you've had a bit of a relationship with maybe?
Yeah, obviously the Australian hooker at the moment, which is Cam Smith. I really idolise him and, you know, how he plays and also his off-field work that he does. Also admire Isaac Luke, who's obviously the opposition, but love the way he plays and his running game. And also my coach down in Brisbane at the moment is former Australian hooker Nat Dwyer. I've really looked up to her game and how she plays, and yeah, I've inspired to be like her and to take her role as an Australian hooker when she retired. Yeah, it was an absolute honour and it's something that I'll always cherish.
Well, look, Brittany, we're so happy for you. We can't wait for September to watch you and your fellow Broncos in action. That's my new women's NRL team.
Yeah,
I'm going for the Broncos.
Me too.
There you go. It's official.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If and, you don't have a jersey, you might have to get one.
Yeah, we'll be cheering you on.
And, yeah, look, we'll all be supporting you back here in Mackay. So well done on chasing your goal and achieving it. It's very exciting for women's rugby league right now.
Yeah, it is, and thank you for the support. Yeah, it's quite awesome to know that Mackay's behind me, and yeah, hopefully they'll be cheering for the Broncos at the end of the year.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Brittany.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.